Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Jermaine. Jesus the Messiah is going to return. What will happen then? The Bible teaches us what will happen when Messiah returns. First, we need to notice when Messiah will return. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, "But of that day and hour no one knows, no, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only." Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. And then Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 44, "Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect him." Matthew chapter 24, verse 44. When will Jesus the Messiah come? When we do not expect him. Jesus spoke about his return in Luke chapter 17. Listen to Luke chapter 17, verse 24. "For as the lightning that flashes out of one part under heaven shines to the other part under heaven, so also the Son of Man will be in his day." Luke chapter 17, verse 24. Then we read in Matthew chapter 24, verse 30, "Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." Matthew chapter 24, verse 30. Messiah will come on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. All the tribes of the earth will see him. Listen to Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. "Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, and they also who pierced him, and all tribes of the earth will mourn because of him." Even so, amen. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Yes, every eye will see him. He will come on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. What will happen when Messiah returns? Listen to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14. "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus." 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14. When Messiah returns, he will bring with him the spirits of Christians whose bodies died, and their spirits went to be with the Lord in heaven. Their bodies sleep on earth, but they will come with Jesus. Let us read on. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. "For the Lord himself would descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first." 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. When Messiah returns, there will be a resurrection of the dead. Jesus said in John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29, "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29. When Messiah returns, all will be resurrected. The Apostle Paul said in Acts chapter 24, verse 15, "I have hope in God, which they themselves also accept, that there will be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust." Acts chapter 24, verse 15. Yes, all who are in the graves will be resurrected, the good and the evil. Those who teach that only the good will be resurrected are mistaken. The resurrection of the dead is first. What else will happen when Messiah returns? Listen to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. "So we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. Faithful Christians who are alive when Jesus returns will be taken up from this earth to meet the Lord in the air. Jesus also taught this in Matthew chapter 24, verse 31. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. Matthew chapter 24, verse 31. Let us read on about this in Matthew chapter 24, beginning at verse 40 down through 42. Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. Matthew chapter 24, verses 40 through 42. When Christ returns, he will come with power and great glory on the clouds, like lightning, with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God. Every eye will see him. He will bring with him those who have died in Messiah. First the dead will be raised, then Messiah will send his angels to gather up his elect, faithful Christians, from off the earth to meet the Lord up in the air. What will happen to those who are not faithful Christians when Jesus the Messiah returns? We are told in Revelation chapter 6, verses 15 through 17, that they will try to hide themselves from the wrath of Messiah, the Lamb of God. It is written, And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man, hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and the rocks, Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? Revelation chapter 6, verses 15 through 17. What about those who are left behind? Listen to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 10. And to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power when he comes. In that day, to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 10. Those who are left behind on earth, when faithful Christians are taken up off of this earth to be with the Lord up in the air, those who are left behind shall receive the vengeance of God in flaming fire. When Jesus the Messiah returns, what will happen to this earth? Listen now to 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat? 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. Did you get that? Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. The earth itself will be burned up. You do not want to stay here. You need to get ready to go up to meet Jesus the Messiah up in the air. When will the earth be burned up? Listen to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. But the heavens and the earth which now exist are kept in store by the same word, reserved for fire, until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Yes, both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up on the day of judgment. Those who think that they are going to live on this earth forever are mistaken. What will happen when Messiah returns? So far, we have learned that the Bible teaches that all the dead will be raised, the good and the evil. Faithful Christians will be taken up in the air to be with the Messiah. Those left behind on earth will be punished with fire. And both the earth and the works that are on it will be burned up. What else will happen? Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 and 32. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 and 32. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Messiah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. God now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31. Yes, we will all stand before the judgment seat of Messiah on the day of judgment when Jesus the Messiah returns. Listen now to Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 12. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 and 12. So the day of judgment awaits each one of us. The good news is that Jesus, the Messiah, died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. Messiah was raised the third day according to the Scriptures. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus, the Messiah, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. If you would like a free copy of this lesson or the Bible teaching on eternal life, write to me, Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling.